Do you remember that one person in school that you were really into them? Like romantically, right? You're really into them, but for some reason it just didn't work out. Do you know what I mean? Like, we all have that one person, you know? Like, maybe you kind of like them from a distance, or maybe you were dating, I don't know what happened, but somehow it just didn't work out. It just really didn't go the way you wanted to. And I don't know, like, at least for me, I know at that time it's painful, right? And yet, even though it's an experience we all, or most of us, I should say, go through this, you found a way to let go. You found a way to deal with the situation somehow, right? So I don't know whether maybe you met someone else eventually. Maybe you moved schools. Maybe you started to do something else that kind of, you know, changed your focus. Something happened, whether by accident or by design, you found a way to adjust, right? That's what you did. You found a way to change how you look at the situation. That's what fundamentally happens when we are going through a challenging situation, when we're dealing with difficult emotions or thoughts. We find a way, whether it happens on its own, whether you work it out and you do it kind of by design, somehow this process comes to life. And this is what essentially letting go is. It's changing our perspective, right? Because listen, isn't it true that you can't always change the situation, but you can often change how you look at it? And one of the ways that we can change how we look at it is when we tell this situation to somebody else. When we open up, when we start to describe it in terms that we perhaps have never done before, right? When you say it out loud, whether that's with a friend, whether that's with the doctor, whatever the situation is, right? When you start to share this situation out loud, it helps you to change your perspective. Even a little bit can make a huge difference. Listen, I remember when I was in hospital, I had all of these like worries, and I was feeling scared, and I physically felt like drained. I felt lonely, you know, because I was away from everyone. I felt like cut off, you know. And all of a sudden, like, this old friend of mine came over to visit me in the hospital. And we haven't seen each other for ages, but we kind of had this connection from going way back. And she came over to visit, and it was good to just talk. She gave me this space to just be myself and vent and just like open up, you know. And it was such a relief, because I just kept talking and talking, all of these things came pouring out, things I didn't really even consider. And I felt like I wasn't judged. I felt like I could just make sense of, without really even thinking about what was going on. And it felt so good. It felt like I was letting something go. You know, I felt so refreshed after that. That's what happens, isn't it, when somebody truly listens to you? Isn't it like a powerful experience? And it's unfortunately, I think, become rare for so many of us to have an experience where you're truly being heard. And I think part of the reason is that letting go and finding, you know, the time and I guess the energy to share what's to open up and to share what's really going on inside you, with be it with friends, be it with you know a counselor, be it with a psychologist, be it with someone you work with, be it with your partner. It's hard because when we talk about opening up, it feels like it's some grand thing, right? It feels like it's this epic thing. You got to make this speech and it's got to be like this huge revelation. It's very dramatic, you know? And it shouldn't be this way at all, right? Because that's what puts you off. That's why it's so hard to do. That's why what we really want to be doing instead is just creating conditions to just have a conversation. And then the only thing that I believe that matters is being direct. It's just being direct with people, right? Because the reality is that most people, and we both know this, I'm simply just reminding you, right? Most people who care about you, they want to be there for you. And they want to give you the time and the space that you need. But they don't want to like push you or make it feel awkward, right? So it's just important just to be direct. Because people want to see how you're doing. And when I say being direct, I mean letting go of what sometimes we feel is expected by, you know, society or culture. You know, even when people say, you know, listen, how you doing? No, we often feel inclined to say, oh, I'm good, or, you know, everything's fine, you know. And that's not really serving either you or the person who's asking you, especially if it's someone who cares about you, especially if it's you who's maybe not going through a great time, who's dealing with things. And I think it's so important, and even when it's during a simple conversation, when somebody says, well, listen, how are you going? No, with that's how it started with my friend in the hospital. I said, you know what? Just not great. And she said, yeah, look, what's up? And that's where things started happening. It became a conversation. It just became natural. That's what happens. When you are being direct, when you open up about just whatever is going on for you right now, you don't have to have any answers. You don't have to have the right thing to say. You know, when you can just be direct, things start to flow. You start to express yourself naturally. It becomes a back and forth. And that's what we want, don't we? We want to have a natural connection, especially when you're, you know, you might be going through a difficult time, you know, especially when whether you're dealing with treatment, whether you're dealing with side effects, whether you're worrying about like maybe a test that you've got coming up. You want to be able to have a natural conversation. And the best way to do that, because I know that nobody gives you a guidebook to say, well, here is how you open up. Here is how you have an important conversation. Well, you do that by just being incredibly direct, being authentic, being you. People don't care about the right things that you want to say, whoever they are. We want to have that, just that natural connection with each other. That's what we all want, isn't it? That's what makes you light up. That's what makes you feel like you're together. So please, my friend, when you have a conversation with a person that you care about, whether they are super close to you, or whether you just like them, or whether you feel like they could be supportive and helpful to you in this moment right now, please consider to always be direct. Say what feels right to you in this moment. Don't hold back. Are people going to judge you? I mean, yes, like people are always going to be able to judge us. So you might as well be yourself. You might as well say what's real for you now, because the person that truly cares about you is going to be so grateful that you have opened up and made it easy for them to support you. My friend, thank you for being here. I hope this was helpful in some way. Next video, I'm going to guide you through a visualization exercise to really hopefully help you on how to let go and put certain negative thoughts and feelings behind you. My name is Joe Bakhmutsky. Thank you so much for being here, my friend. I'll see you in the next video.